It's a different subject. In 1989, I guess, my wife and I were a part of New York Church, and there was a New York Church MFT. We weren't involved in that. But then one sister who knew my wife and I, that we had both been MFT captains, we were matched as MFT captains, actually. She suggested to Reverend Sudo, make them the commanders of the New York Church MFT. They both have experience. So we went down to Far Rockaway, where the New York Church was, and we had our young members, and some of them are here. There's Christina and Osamu. We had, you know, some Japanese, some Hispanic, some American, so a whole variety of people.
Can you just explain MFTs? Because
well,
we have somebody who doesn't know what that means.
MFT is mobile fundraising teams. So they make money for the church, but also it's a spiritual training. It's a time of spiritual training. Because every day you're going out and you're working, you know, maybe you wake up at 5 or 6 in the morning, you have a prayer, you go out in the day and you sell something, like roses or carnations or cookies, or we sold hundreds of different things on national MFT. And so for the New York Church MFT, mostly we sold the roses, and we, you know, if you know New York City, we had like one sister, she's here in this LA church now, Christina. Every Friday night, she did Spanish Harlem. So running from, you know, I'm not sure where it began, 125th Street or something, you know, going into all these Hispanic bars and, you know, but it was the faith that we had. We could go into dangerous places. A sister, white sister alone, running through New York City in, you know, dangerous area.
Talking to drunk people. Right. A bunch of money in her pocket.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes we run down the street and you could hear the jingles because of all the change we had in our pockets. Our pockets turned black from all the coins in our pockets, you know. So you'd sell something if they didn't want to buy, then you'd ask for a donation. So people give you change or, you know, so you end up with a pocket full of change. But that experience of working with the New York Church, like on a holiday, or flower holiday especially, which means Mother's Day or Valentine's Day. I'd put members out like in the Bronx, in a rough, rough area in the Bronx. And they'd be on a street corner, you know. And I put two brothers together, maybe two Japanese brothers together. And yeah, and I'd go visit them. And I remember one time, while I'm there, some punk, you know, comes up and wants to start a fight with one of us. So one of the brothers is real husky brother, you know, he kind of chest bumps this guy away, you know, who's trying to get at me. And he, you know, chases them away. And, you know, just that fearlessness in New York City. And, you know, so all the members were out all over the city. I wasn't always the captain. I had captains, you know, we had like two teams because there's a group about 15 young people. But on a holiday especially, then I would be the captain so that everyone would be out on the street corners. And I'd drive by and give them more flowers, you know, let them take a bathroom break, whatever, and, you know, take their money so that they weren't sitting with thousands of dollars in their pockets, you know, because really, we'd make thousands of dollars. What each member would make thousands of dollars. Yeah. And that was all spiritual power. It was all unity power, like we talked about in the prayer. That unity power of working together, praying together, you know, living in the same center together, studying Father's words, all that kind of thing. That unity power made all this possible and also protected the members when they're out doing crazy bars, drunk people, some had guns and knives, you know, this is New York. It's typical New York.
Housing projects.
That's yeah. How we bought the New Yorker.
In fact, in Far Rockaway, where we were, was a predominantly black area. And our house was, you know, this, all the houses were nice looking, big two-story houses, but the whole area was a rough area. But then we restructured the house, we put new paneling on it, and it inspired the whole neighborhood. They started fixing up their houses too. You know, so we became a positive influence for the neighborhood. And I'll tell one more story about that. In the house, my wife and I, we had our twin sons. They were about 2 years old then. And they would, little rascals, I mean, the window might be open a little, and they'd crawl out the window. And here we are in, you know, Far Rockaway, and they'd run away from the house. My wife would go into hyperventilation, you know, where are the kids, you know? And she came out of the house, and some black couple standing on the corner with our kids looking around, where did these kids, white kids come from, you know? So we run over and rescue our kids, you know, just wild 2-year-old boys doing what they do, you know. But, you know, that was our life. That was our life. We were MFT co-commanders for New York Church MFT. Wow. Thank you.
Amazing, yeah.
Well, fundraising has always been my